More than 100 Australian business leaders have pledged to close or at least narrow the pay gap between men and women. Comparing like-for-like executive roles, men are more than 15% better off than women, according to research out today from Male Champions of Change, a group committed to levelling the playing field. While the aim is well-meaning, there's no easy fix, especially given the complex formulas of short and long-term incentives that can often dwarf an executive's base pay. One man taking on the challenge is a member of the Male Champions of Change, Ian Silk, the chief executive of Australia's biggest superannuation fund, Australian Super. Mr. Silk spoke with the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
If women are paid the same as men, it will encourage women to join the workforce, to rejoin the workforce after a break, or indeed to stay in the workforce. It brings to mind that comment that Justin Trudeau made when he was elected Prime Minister of Canada a couple of years ago, when asked why he'd unveiled a cabinet that comprised 50% men and women. He simply said, because it's 2015. So, Peter, it's simply the right thing to do.
As you say, it is a worthy ambition given the 15% pay gap between men and women. But how do you turn good intention into reality and something that's really tangible for women?
15.3% is a staggering figure, and it's hovered around that for 20 years. We need to move beyond rhetoric and towards action.
One example is the accounting firm Ernst & Young, which has cut its gender pay gap by 75% in like-for-like roles. How have they managed to do that?
We detected a pay gap principally because our frontline investment staff are predominantly men. They're paid the highest remuneration in the organisation. And we've worked actively in the last 10 years. We've reduced that from 30% to 20%, and we'll see that come down rapidly in the year or two ahead.
But is unconscious bias still a problem, given that men are usually more aggressive in their pay negotiations? Are we seeing that change at all?
There are a number of causes of it. That is one. There are more men than women in leadership roles. We still see more women in support roles. We have female-dominated industries, such as the caring industry, and they typically attract lower wages than male-dominated industries. And a really important point is people who work flexibly and perceptions around part-time work. People who do that, and more women than men are in this category, they may find it more difficult to be promoted to more senior roles, and they fall into the category of unconscious bias.
But it's not as easy as just equalising pay for men and women, though, is it? Because for senior executives in particular, you have fairly complex formulas that go beyond base pay into bonuses and commissions.
A lot of the disparity in pay between men and women occurs in variable pay, access to short-term incentive and long-term incentive schemes. But in lower paid roles, it can be access to overtime, it can be shift penalties, and there are a range of variable pay mechanisms right through low-paid to high-paid roles, which show up in the gender pay gap.
And just when it comes to diversity, big institutional shareholders like Australian Super are using their power to force protest votes, and you've done that with boardroom diversity. But would you use that power to bridge the gender pay gap and send a stronger message?
Well, we might consider that. As you say, our first step has been to write to single gender boards in the ASX 200, and of course, that's a euphemism for all male boards. There were 17 of those 12 months ago. We wrote to all of them and said that we would cast our vote against standing directors if they didn't address that situation. Pleasingly, six have done so since then. That's a measure of substantial improvement, and we're hopeful that that will wend its way right through the ASX 200.
You're speaking to me as a member of Male Champions of Change, but are you seeing major change in getting companies which are dominated by men to take the gender pay gap seriously and to make a real difference when it comes to pay packets for women?
I think we are, Peter. This is one of those issues that people intuitively know is right. I can imagine the uproar if the figures were reversed.
Ian Silk, the Chief Executive of Australian Super, with the ABC Senior Business Correspondent Peter Ryan.